This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I have been paying a lot of attention. I've been talking a lot about the whole financial thing that's happening out there in the gun industry. There are a lot of nuances to it, a lot of changes that have happened, good, bad, and indifferent, most of them bad. To help us further understand what they are and how they work out is a friend of mine who I do a little bit of thing. I do some stuff here from time to time, like every day. His name is Charles Anderson. He is the CEO, and he washes all the glasses at GAT Marketing. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
You like that description? Is that pretty?
I do. I'm head janitor. You know, that's kind of what comes with the CEO position, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you have a lot of companies that you deal with, but, I mean, you have a financial background. So how do you see what's happening in the gun industry from a financial standpoint? Is it bad? Is it just something that was going to happen sooner or later? What do you think about the way things are in general right now?
If we're specifically referring to what's been going on with the banking structure and the shutting off of merchant accounts and things of that nature, it's bad. It's really bad. And frankly, it can't be anything but an attack. I've had a long history of working with merchant account companies over the years, working in e-commerce transactions, working through venture capital. So I understand a lot of why certain companies have high-risk merchant accounts. High-risk merchant accounts is not a new thing, especially in the internet world. A lot of that is derived around the risk that the bank is taking to process those transactions. And that risk is typically associated with the type of business. Certain businesses have much higher risks. For example, a company that doesn't actually physically swipe a credit card on and is creating an online purchase is going to be paying a higher percentage rate than a mom-and-pop shop where they physically have the person's identification in front of them, they physically have the card, because the chance of that being a fraudulent transaction is a lot higher. When you start getting into things like prescription drugs or gambling or vitamin supplements, those are at a much higher transaction rate because there's a lot of what's commonly referred to as chargebacks, people that get buyer's remorse, people that were coerced into purchasing this product in the first place and never really had the intent to do it through some questionable marketing schemes. These companies and these products have a much higher chargeback rate. There's more risk in processing those transactions. They get charged a higher percentage fee. In essence, the firearms industry is being put in with pornography or ED drugs, vitamin supplements, and these high-risk merchants by being denied access to typical banks, and in a lot of cases now looking at higher rates from the banks that are willing to process them. And frankly, it's for no other reason than a political agenda. It is not following suit with the typical risk-reward side of capitalism that's led to these other accounts being in this state. This is purely a politically motivated, politically driven situation that is bad for businesses, it's bad for the banking industry, it's bad for capitalism, it's bad for this country.
The way they target these companies, like I told you about me and Squarespace, which I've tried to use Squarespace to take payments before, and Squarespace would not because of the name of the show, Lock and Load. And to me, that's purely superficial because I tried to explain to him, hey, look, it's a radio show. I talk about guns, but I'm not even putting out pictures of guns. It's radio. You know, I'm just talking about it. And they were like, well, you know, can't allow it. Sorry. You can't, you don't, you know, just don't know. Just, so they're not really doing any due diligence. This is all about superficiality as far as what they can detect at first glance, right?
Sure. I guess the easiest way to describe it is feel good mentality. You know, policies are put into place by somebody, it's just like gun regulations, right? Policies are put into place by people that don't truly understand what they're doing. And because of that, lower people down on the totem pole are left, you know, being the boots on the ground dealing with these things. And it comes down to, you know, do we do this or do we not do this? And there's no real understanding of why that policy was put into place in the first place. And then just look at check marks. You know, when Squarespace started this, PayPal started this, you know, both of these companies made changes right after Sandy Hook, where they were concerned that people were using products like Gun Broker and Arms List, where they weren't FFLs and doing person-to-person transactions. And a lot of these small gun stores were going to gun shows and using Squarespace to be able to process remotely, you know, from their facility. And they were trying to lock that down. And that's just snowballed to trainers that I know of that have worked with PayPal have had their training accounts shut down. They can't accept money for classes. We've seen companies like yourselves where you have lock and load in your name, and thereby they say you are your bad choice. We don't want you part of it, and they look to push them off the network. I mean, frankly, it's a knee jerk reaction, and there's no clear guidelines to where it's going to stop.
Well, if there's no clear guidelines, I mean, would that not be considered discrimination of some sort?
Absolutely. You know, the banks can hide behind this high-risk situation. The high-risk is a legitimate concern for some of these online businesses. I mean, and if you ever apply for a merchant account, every business is classified underneath a specific number. So there is some protection that they have in that side of things. But when you look at the reasoning behind it, it's not because FFLs have higher chargeback ratios. It's not because FFLs have higher fraud concerns. It's not because there's more risk associated with it. They have, and no bank has ever been involved in a legal battle related to anything that's ever happened in the firearms industry. I mean, there's so many layers of protection between going after Chase because they process for a transaction from a person that legally bought a gun. You know, they'd never get to Chase in a lawsuit type state. So there's really no reason for it to be anything but pure discrimination at this point. And I don't know how they can hide behind any of the typical regulations that they use for some of these other high-risk accounts. And it's very clear to me that this is 100% attack on our rights as gun owners and on the rights of capitalists to be able to run companies that are providing legal products to legal citizens.
Now, how far away are we from one of these gun companies contacting one of their senators or representatives or something, and this being, you know, they love to have little hearings on Capitol Hill and you know what? We got about a minute and 15 seconds. So if you can't answer that all the way, just give me the cliff notes on that one. We'll move on.
The cliff notes is we're probably going to see it. We've seen Operation Choke Point. We've seen the government decide that it wants to get itself in all of this. And the scarier part is the way the financial industry works. It's not going to require that. You know, we can get into this when we get back from the break, but the really scary part is between the Federal Reserve and the private banking systems, they can do whatever they want to us. And, you know, we have very little recourse on that because it's a private bank.
Well, I'm going to ask you about one thing that, I'm looking at this thing. I hear that all the time. I hear that about YouTube. YouTube can do whatever they want because they're a private business, but I want to point something out that, I don't know if I pointed this out to you yet or not. I may be able to do that. But Gap Marketing, if you own a gun business, if you are in some sort of a business where you're either media or you need media, you need to go looking at gapmarketing.com. They offer a full suite of services from and literally everything. And if you even need it, they might be able to place some radio advertising on your behalf. Anyway.
We might know a guy.
We might know a guy. So you hang on 1 minute. We'll be right back. My guest is Charles Anderson from Gap Marketing, and this is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Charles Anderson about the state of finance in the gun industry. Now, recently, you're a little concerned about this Supreme Court decision regarding sales tax.
Yeah, this is a big deal. And this affects a lot more than just the firearms industry. While I'm a huge proponent for individual state rights when you're dealing with federal an organization that's dealing nationally and shipping across the country. To have to follow now individual state tax rights as well as individual possibly city tax rights, that becomes a major problem. When you look at somebody like a Brownouts or you look at somebody like a Midway, right? These are huge companies. For them to do the reporting with the amount of dollars that they have, their software out there, it's going to be a pain and it's going to be difficult. But it's going to be manageable. When you start looking at some of the smaller operations, like a lot of these smaller FFLs that are trying to compete, or even some of the regional properties that are trying to compete, or even, you know, some of the larger companies out there, and I'm going to be careful not to name specific names here, but there are certain companies that only ship a limited amount of their product direct to consumer, with a lot of their product being delivered through direct-to-dealer sales. These individuals to now manage the reporting and have to submit to multiple states and all these extra layers that are being placed on there is really creating a burden. And I think we're going to see a very major change over the next, probably as quick as starting to see the effect over the next 2 to 3 months, with a long-term effect playing out over the next year, especially under what we're dealing with the Trump effect and the Trump slump. In the firearms industry itself, I think you're going to see a lot of smaller online retailers close up shop. And I think you're going to see that continue to fold over into the individuals that have been trying to supplement their local FFL business through companies like Arms List and Gun Broker, and really see this as a ripple effect. You know, some of the custom guys, you know, that might only make 25, 50 custom handguns a year, they're going to be drastically affected. These new regulations paired with what we were just talking about in the first top of the hour of the regulations and limitations and higher fees associated with credit card processing are becoming a 1-2 punch that is really designed to push smaller players out of the space.
So will they have no means whatsoever to try to counter this or anything, or is this going to be the way things are, the new normal?
This is the new normal. I mean, this is a Supreme Court decision. States can do this. Now, are all states doing this? No. There are still some states that don't have sales tax at all. There is legislation in a lot of those places. You know, we're up here in Michigan. Michigan's already come out very clearly saying we've been working on legislation, you know, looking for this Supreme Court decision to come through, and we are going to be passing this, you know, as a bill as soon as possible. And once that happens, which again, I think over the next 3 months, I think we're going to really see it kind of start hitting. But I can guarantee you that the liberal states in the Northeast for sure, that are very heavy on taxes, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, you start going over to the West side, Washington, D.C., Washington State, California, these places are going to absolutely have legislation in play very quickly, and it's just going to cascade down through the rest of the states. I think what we'll even see is a step further in order to do protectionism for the states, that some of the states that don't have state sales tax for in-state sale transactions may very well create a internet tax. And we may see that become a new norm. That will probably get challenged. That will probably get delayed. But, you know, not only is this the new norm, I think this is the beginning of an even slipperier and more dangerous slope for internet transactions.
Which is, what are you foreseeing? What do you think?
There is nothing that this government, or many governments for that matter, are not happy to tax, right? It started with tea and coffee, and we had a war over it. As a people, we become complacent with taxes. We just come to accept it. Gas taxes, that have just continued to grow and grow and grow. All these taxes on every aspect of our life, right? Not just our personal income tax. I think that's changing how the internet's about to be. There was a moratorium put on taxation that has passed some time ago. Now it's coming into there was a situation a couple of years ago where you had to start paying sales tax in states that you had businesses, which was not a huge deal for a lot of companies. Amazon, obviously has popped up these little operations all over the place, and they're really not going to be affected by this too badly because they're already kind of in a lot of these cities. Dell had a lot of those problems with being in several different states, but you know, the big problem now is the internet was designed as an equalizer for businesses.
Right.
You know, you could step out there. You could hang up your shingle. You didn't have to worry about how good your building looked. You had a good price. You had a good product. You had a good customer service. You could make money, right? You didn't need to have the huge amount of money that you need to get a brick and mortar business up, you know, between the insurances and the real estate and the state and city sales taxes and the property taxes and everything else. You could really get something going. And that's going away. I think between the increased fees that we're seeing in credit card processing transactions, which is a requirement to be on the internet, with this new taxation and it's the burden of paperwork more than the dollars and cents, that I think we're going to really see be the problem here. You know, having to report on a quarterly basis and having to know the rules and regulations of states and counties and cities across the whole United States. How many people know that? You know, you run
a
radio
show. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You run a radio show. It's hard enough keeping up with all the regulations for individual employees that you have to follow in the state that you're in and the federal communication guidelines that you have to follow as a broadcaster, right? Now, as a retail business, you have those same types of problems, right? But now you also have to know every state and every city and every county. And I think it's going to cause a huge consolidation. We're going to be left with limited competition, and limited competition means increased prices and, you know, less diversity of product and consumer experience. And that's never a good thing for the general public.
All right. Big question coming when we get back. But anyway, Gap Marketing, gapmarketing.com. Go check them out. If you're in the gun industry and you're looking for a little help with recognition and branding and name recognition and all that other stuff, this is the place to go. The only one that actually does something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least five people are dead and multiple people are injured. Ron Bateman is with the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Sheriff's Department. He talks about the apprehension of the suspect.
Yeah, I can confirm that we have the suspect in custody. They're currently interviewing him right now. The only other information that I have from questions that was asked earlier is we don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male. And the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun. We have no information on it yet. We're still doing interviews and still doing that. He was taken into custody by officers. There was no gunfire exchanged between officers and the suspect.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points to close the day at 24,216. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, talking business and finance with Charles Anderson of GATT Marketing. Now, is there any room in what's out there right now today as it stands for states to do something to, because like you said, this is going to affect businesses all across the board. And, well, you know, politicians like to be popular people. Is there some way for a state to remedy this, to make the impact of this a little less?
So states will have the individual power, what they're going to do for their specific state. So I'm sure we're going to see some states that currently don't have taxes, continue to not have taxes. There is the potential for states to come out and say, we're going to limit what we're going to charge on internet taxes, for example. But ultimately, to your point, while politicians want to be popular, there's a lot of politicians that love to play the us versus them game.
Right.
And when you look at this on a state level, it is going to be highly popular for them to specifically go after these outsiders, if you will, these dot-com companies that are profiteering off of small local businesses, and these people that are not voting in their specific jurisdictions. And as such, go after these states and to go after these people and say, we're going to get them to pay their fair share. I think their fair share is going to be the mantra and cry of these state legislations as they're pushing these bills and regulations through the state houses. But the fact of the matter is, while they could, many of them are not. And not only are they going to not, my guess is that they're actually going to go harder in an effort to go after outside funds from non-jurisdictional people that are also going to put people back to trying to shop local. And I think that's the one thing that I can say could be perceived as a positive that's coming out of this is that you've got individuals that are going to be pushed back towards not saving that 6% tax any longer, right? If I can go buy something on Midway, for example, I can save the 6% tax that I would pay here that I would get if I had a sales tax at my local FFL. So even if the product at the local store is the same exact product at Midway, it's still 6% cheaper. And that usually is offset by shipping, but you know a lot of these companies do free shipping. So there's going to be a big push towards it means local business, local business, local business. You know, I'm highly skeptical that there's going to be a huge shift because internet transactions for a lot of people isn't necessarily about saving money anymore. It's about time and it's about convenience.
Right.
You know, how many times do you jump on Amazon, Bill, and say, you know what, I need this thing tomorrow and I don't want to run down to, you know, my local shop and pick it up or swing over to Walmart and fight with all the people over there, you know, just order it on Amazon.
Well, I mean, like a gun shop, for example. In a gun shop, they're only going to carry what they can turn over, right? So that means if you've got a gun and you're looking for a holster, you as long as it's a Glock 19, you're probably going to find one. But if it's a CZP-10 or if it's a Nighthawk custom or something, maybe not. So that means, and then of course they'll tell you, well, we could order it. You could order it on the internet and it'll come here. Or in my case, you know, I'm into cameras and everything. So I'm constantly going, before I ever buy anything, I go to Best Buy first. And 99% of the time I'll get there and they'll say, well, we don't have it, but we could order it. And I was trying to keep from ordering it before I came here. That's why I came here.
Yeah.
And then I can actually order it and actually get what I want by going online. So I don't think the convenience is going to go away. I mean, Amazon has already started this home delivery thing that they're going to do their own home deliveries and everything. They're going to start their own little delivery service. And with all of these apps right now going on for grocery delivery, package delivery, you know, there's nothing you can't do on your phone. I kind of think the virtual economy is here to stay because, I mean, prior to all of this happening, who was running everybody mom and pop out of business?
Yeah. I mean, the big box stores, the Walmarts, Home Depots, you know, that we were crying about those for how many years and how they were pushing. The market's going to evolve. You know, that's the beauty of capitalism, right? If you can create a better widget at a better price, you should be winning, right? And big box stores did that. And now the big box stores, you know, Toys R Us going bankrupt. I mean, Toys R Us put every little, you know, local toy store out of business between the late 90s and early 2000s, right?
Yep.
And they decimated their competition only to lose to the internet, right? There's going to be that evolving. And you're right. You know, the Uber delivery, all these delivery services that are happening. And you know, I don't think any of that convenience is going to go away. And I think the only way that the states, I think two things are happening here. One, the states are realizing that all this economy and all these transactions are happening, and some of it without them getting any money out of it. And they don't like that. And two, you know, they realize that they can look like heroes saying that they're trying to defend local small businesses while increasing the coffers and the overreach of government, which, you know, let's face it, none of us really want to see more government. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, conservatives look for smaller and smaller government. It's never efficient. You know, and now getting its hand into the internet, which has been allowed to run kind of on its own, is, I think, it's going to be very costly to the general public over the next several years. And I think it's a huge mistake, but unfortunately, it's going to be our new norm moving forward from here.
I was talking with somebody the other day, and I think, like when I was talking with him about what we think YouTube's going to do, he thinks that what's going to happen with YouTube and stuff like that as they pull back from us is that the coders will start getting involved in this, and it'll go back to it was, as far as they're concerned, pre-YouTube, and they'll be looking to create the next thing. And I'm, you know, as far as that goes, I'm okay with that. But, I mean, that's going to take time. And it's the same thing with this local business thing as far as I'm concerned, because everybody's been run out of business. And it's, you know, something is going to occur, I think. Well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I like every major business in the United States has an office in Bentonville, Arkansas, on the way to Walmart, don't they? Because they've become the biggest player, and all the other smaller players have been run out, and it's created its own little ecosystem. So how will this push us back to buying local when there's nothing local open? That's my question.
You know, you can't compete on a local basis in anything other than service, right?
Right.
I remember, you know, when you were first talking to the guys at Ace, what did that come out of, right? That came out of the fact that you couldn't find a VP9 holster. We're not
right.
talking some obscure gun. You know, the VP9 it had been out for years because you didn't get one of the first ones, right?
Yeah.
I think it was out for 2-3 years before you picked one up. And it's a fairly common gun. You know, but nobody had a holster for it. It's such a problem. And the guy that figures this out, and I'm not going to pretend that I have this answer.
Before we run out of time, I want you to hang on to that and figure it out on the other side. GatMarketing.com, you can go there and find all the stuff that Charles does. Charles is expanding. Business is good. Because the gun industry, while it may be a little anemic, it's still big and it's still happening because it's also evolving. We can talk about that when we get back a little bit, too. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
From the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Been talking finance with Charles Anderson of GATT Marketing. Has the gun industry is it evolving?
Slowly. The gun industry is a very slowly evolving animal because of the type of individuals that are involved in at its core. I mean, it's machining, and unlike the automotive industry, for example, that has a lot of the same types of personalities in the engineering departments, a lot of the gun companies are run by engineers. You know, the big boys, not as much. But a lot of the mid-tier companies are really owner-operator type individuals. And as such, there's a very slow involvement. It's the gun industry is 10 to 15 years behind in the digital space. The print and TV are still much larger pieces of it than you see in other industries. It's been slow to take up the digital footprint. There's strong leaders in the digital side of things. You know, look at, you know, your show, for example, Bill, and how much has been going on with the podcast downloads and the digital mediums. But, you know, obviously the bread and butter with you is still the live radio show that you have, you know, and a lot of other industries, those are getting eaten up while you're seeing your listenership continue to grow, because as conservative people, you know, we tend to trust but verify and take a little bit of a slower step forward. So right. I have to say, of a lot of the industries that I've been involved in over the years, the gun industry is one of the slowest to evolve, you know. FFL's local retailers are still a big part of it. You look at the box stores that have tried to move in. The gun industry didn't see the problems that the small hardware stores did. You know, I worked at a hardware store when I was in high school, and through my beginning years in college. And that local hardware store had been a pillar of the community for over 60 years. It didn't last long when Home Depot moved into the town next door. We haven't seen that where the Bass Pros and the Dicks and a lot of these companies have actually imploded on themselves in the big box store world, you know, backing gun control, stepping away from protecting citizens' rights for all guns, for the Second Amendment, whereas the FFLs have been able to kind of hold on. So it's kind of interesting. We're a loyaler breed as a consumer base. And I think with the fact that the big box stores didn't put such a hurt on it, the fact that due to federal regulations and, you know, everyone loves to talk about buying a gun on the internet, how scary and how anyone can just get it shipped. Those of us that are in the community know that that's not the case. What has to happen? Has to go to a local FFL.
Yeah.
So even when online transactions are occurring in the firearms industry because of federal regulation, those sales are still going through local FFLs. They're charging a fee. And let's face it, a lot of these stores aren't making their money on the individual gun purchases. It's the ammo, it's the scopes, it's the upgraded sights, it's the holsters, it's these other things. So it's allowing the small communities to survive. I think as an industry, we're kind of in a very, very unique space that online could never truly replace the local FFL due to those regulations. Now, we might wind up in a situation of a pickup location type business where you go in and they're not an FFL and they're a legal FFL, but they're not stocking anything and they're just handling transfers, right? Some of my friends and I were sitting around supposing a while ago where the next evolution of the industry is. And, you know, while that's a possibility, a lot of us love to talk to that guy. You know, yeah. I've seen your videos on Facebook. I've seen your videos on YouTube where you walk into the gun store and you're picking up that gun that just got delivered for the FFL and you're excited. Guy behind the counter is excited. You know, we live in a different world as gun guys. You know, we're ostracized by the general public. So being able to walk into that friendly zone, you know, where the guy behind the counter has got a gun on his hip and you know him, and he knows you, and you know, you both have a love for firearms and you can talk about it, you know, that kind of puts us in a very different situation. Nobody walks into Home Depot and just loves talking about 2x4s, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That is truth. But I guess it's probably because we are ostracized. And when we're in a gun shop, that's one of the few times where we sit there and say, chances are somebody's going to sort of just at least think sort of the way I do. So
yeah, I mean, I hate to use the word safe space. I call it happy space, right? But, you know, that gun store to me, when I walk in a gun store, there's a smell to it. Almost all of them have a unique smell. There's a feeling of acceptance, right? You know, there's good gun stores, there's bad gun stores, let's face it. But when you're buying on a regular basis, you know, these guys know you, you know, and it's great to have that feeling. And it's great to be able to just be able to sit back and talk, you know, and not wonder if the question they're asking you is a loaded question, you know, like I have to deal with at a PTO meeting. There's a lot of people that know, you know, I'm not very low profile, just like you're not low profile, though guys like you and me, anybody that knows us knows what we do, right? And it leads to, I always have to wonder, is what's the ill intention of the person that's asking me this question? Are they looking to get into a fight? Are they really looking to learn and understand something here? Do they have questions? You know, what's their need? And you always have to assume the best if we're ever going to win over consumers to our side of things. And for me, the gun store is the one place I don't have to worry about that. You know, it's like the local pub. And I don't think that'll ever be replaced with online sales. I don't think that'll ever be replaced with big box stores, you know, people that are just there to earn their money today. So the one saving grace I think we really have with all of this is that, you know, we as a people kind of protect our own, and I think that local FFL will always have a place in our heart.
Now, is it fair enough to assume that as time goes on and everything, like with these credit card processors, where they're out there saying you can't use your credit card to buy this, because that's essentially what they're saying if they don't let the other vendor process the payment, right?
Yep.
I would imagine in time there's going to be a little bit of a pushback on that one as it becomes more and more known.
Capitalism does its job, yes. Even looking at pharmaceuticals, looking at adult content, you know, there's only two banks in the United States that will process adult content. I think there's only three that will process for pharmaceuticals. You know, so there's going to be somebody that steps into that. You know, my concern from the beginning point is not will that market space get filled, but at what price will that get filled? When you reduce competition, it gets more expensive. I know of businesses that are operating in the online space. Their credit card merchant transaction fee is 13.5%. There's not even that much margin in some of the gun spaces. Some gun products are at a tighter margin than that, which means that just processing the credit card transaction would cause the business to go upside down. So I think yes, there will be somebody that steps in. The NRA has been actively going out and putting some things out there. There's another company that's starting to step into the space that is actively trying to go after gun companies. There are a good 0.45% higher, right? So we're already seeing that where it's costing more money because they know that it's a scarcity situation.
Right.
I don't think we're going to be in a situation where nobody's going to be able to process credit cards. I think it's just going to be harder.
And I don't know. It seems it's almost like there should be a service created where people would know where to go, because some of these people don't. I mean, they don't pay any attention to it till, you know, something blows up in their face and they can't process a payment. So anyway,
they can reach out to Gap Marketing for one.
Yes.
Gapmarketing.com.
Gapmarketing.com.
We handle credit card processing for some of the biggest players in the industry. We know who's giving merchant accounts. We know who's not. The NRA has put out feelers if you're a registered business with them as an FFL. The NSSF has been putting out things for companies that are in this space and what they're offering. There are some places, FMG has the Shooting Industry Magazine, I believe it's called, where there's some great stuff for internal companies that are dealing with that.
Right.
And, you know, if the industry's ever looking for help, you know, go to the shows, go to the SHOT Show, the NRA events, talk with guys like myself, and we'll help you get through all of it.
Okay. Thank you for joining me. We've run out of time. GapMarketing.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care. I think my pops want to talk to all the wisdom we share. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.